Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We're up to the last Masechta in Mishnayos Kachim. And which Masechta is that? It's the Masechta of Kenim. Now, you have to understand the entire Masechta is going to deal a lot between different types of pairs of birds that have to be brought to the Mikdash and what happens when they get mixed together. So, the first Mishnah is really going to set us up for the rest of the Mishnayos in the Masechta. And the first Mishnah is going to set the background material to help us understand the difference between Ola birds and Chatas birds, where they get sprinkled on the Mizbeach, right? Chatas Ov Nasas Lamatan, you have to understand when you sprinkle the blood from the Chatas bird, it's underneath the red line in the Mizbeach. Chatas Behema Momala, when you bring an animal Chatas, the sprinkling is done above the red line. So again, Chatas Ov down, Chatas Behema up. Ola Sa'ov Nasas Lamala, Ola Behema Lamata. However, when you deal with an ola, it's the reverse. The ola of a oaf, ayin, right? You have to remember that's above. Ayin, above. Ola spehima lamata, and the ola spehima is done below the red line. The sprinkling is done underneath the red line in the mizbeach. Bimshina bazel bazel puzzle. If you made a mistake with either animal in either either animal, either bird, in terms of the mizbeach, so you've ruined it also. Now seder kinem kachu. The order of the birds is brought as follows. Ha chova. Right, when you have a pair that's brought to fulfill an obligation, right, like a zav zava. In any of those instances, Seyden Kachu, I'm sorry, Zav Zava, and Yoledes, so the bird order is Hachova, Echad Chatas, Ve'echad Ola. The order is that one bird is a Chatas, and one's an Ola. But in Nedarim and Nedavos, when you bring an offering of Nedarim or Nedavos, Kulan Olos there, the birds are automatically, both pairs, both halves of the pair are going to be considered an ola. Now, ezu neder, what does it mean when you have a neder? Omer alai ola, right? When you say that the obligation is on me, you don't designate the birds, right? But rather you say, I have a responsibility, and then you fulfill it with the birds. Ve'ezu nedava, and what's a nedava? Omer ezu ola, right? This is an ola. Now, again, so as far as the birds are concerned, if you're fulfilling an obligation, the Torah says, Echad li ola be'echad l'chatas. It's one that's going to be an ola, one's going to be a chatas. But when you say it's a neder or nedava, that's always an ola. You can't bring a chatas as a nedava. Now, what's the difference between nedarim and nedavos? Mabe nedarim and nedavos. Elisha nedarim, eso nignavu chayavim ve'achriyusam. When you make a neder, so the responsibility is on your shoulders. It's not within the birds. So if the birds get lost, you have to do a makeup. But nedavos, meso nignavu, ein chayav me'achriyusam. When you deal with nedavos, right, if they get lost or stolen, then you don't have a responsibility to make them up. You set these birds aside. If for whatever reason they cannot be brought, the problem is on them. Now, following that particular set of rules, let's deal with situations when we have nedavos, when we have kinim, when we have birds that mix together. And so the Mishnah continues. Chatas shenisarva ba'ola, if you have a bird of chatas that comes mixed in with a lot of olos, or ola shenisarva b'chatas, afilu echad beribo, even if one of the birds, one ola bird, is mixed with 10,000 chatas birds, or vice versa, yamusu kulam, they all must be left to die. And that is to say, each one requires a distinct avoda, you can't say bito. Now, chatas shenisarva b'chova, what if you have a chatas bird that gets mixed with a pear, right? And so now you're stuck. Same kosher ela kaminei chatas shebachova. The number of chatos, right, there you know that you have a situation that works. In other words, if you have a single bird that was designated as a chatas, which comes mixed with a pair of birds, we don't know which of the two birds within the pair is going to be a chatas, and which of a pair is going to be an ola. We just know that one is going to be that way. So if that's the case, we know within the three, we have at least one that is going to be a chatas. So then we can take out one chatas from the three, and the others are going to have to be left to die. B'chein ola shenisarva b'chova, right? In kasher ela kaminin ola shebachova. The same thing would be true for an ola. Now, b'ein shechova merubo nedava muetes, b'ein shenedava meruva v'chova muatas, it doesn't matter whether which one is greater, bein shteim shavos, or even if it's an equal number, by definition, in the end of the day, if you have two pre-designated olos that get mixed in together with a pair, where one's going to be a chatas and one's going to be an ola, and you know in the end of the day you have four birds sitting in front of you, only one bird can be brought as an ola, because the other three birds, they can't be brought as either an ola or a chatas, because you don't know what the status of the undesignated ones are going to be. You just know one's an ola, one's a chatas, and in such a situation, all you can bring is whatever is above the number of pairs. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll close out the first parak of this really, really difficult, confusing Masechta Kinim when we meet again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.